Hello and welcome to the WordPress Chick Podcast, brought to you by the WPChick.com. WordPress explained for those of us who get headaches when we hear words like PHP and functions, but want to make money with our WordPress sites. No boring code snippets here, just WordPress happiness made easy. Now here's your host, Kim Doyle, the WordPress Chick.
Hey, this is Kim Doyle, the WordPress Chick, and welcome to the WordPress Chick Podcast, episode number one. Today's episode, we're going to cover my go-to plugins. Hey, what's up, everybody? And welcome to my very first episode of the WordPress Chick Podcast. I'm really, really excited to be doing this today. And I've just made the decision that no matter what it sounds like, because, you know, we're always our worst judge, I'm putting this out there. I'm putting the feed into iTunes. I'm going to start promoting this. I've been listening to a handful of podcasts, probably on and off for the last year, but the last couple of months, I've just been consumed with it. And initially when I thought about doing a podcast, you know, I do so much video on the site, I couldn't quite visualize how I'd be able to talk about WordPress or share information about WordPress, and how that would come across via audio when you're not actually seeing the dashboard or seeing what's going on. But I also talk about a lot of other things on my site. And as my business grows, it just kind of seemed to make sense to step into this new media realm. Although I know podcasting is not necessarily new, it is new for me. So I'm going to try and work on a couple regular features, and two of those that I'll be starting with today are plugins. Well, actually, today is about all the plugins that I'm using, but I'd like to actually do a recommendation of a free plugin and a premium plugin each week. So because I am constantly looking at plugins, playing with them, oh, this looks cool. Doesn't mean I use them all on my site. Some I use on other sites as well. So I'm going to mix it with a little bit of personal, and I'm going to obviously base everything around WordPress, but there's a lot of other things that go on in my business. So I'm just going to sort of share the journey as we go along. So bear with me and hang in there, subscribe. I'd love your feedback. Please be nice. I'm a little nervous, but I'm just, more than anything, I'm just really thrilled that I'm doing this. So that being said, so today, the first episode, I decided I wanted to focus on the plugins that I use in my site, because inevitably, whenever I do a webinar, and if I show the dashboard or I'm showing something in my site, everyone's always like, what is that plugin? Or how are you using that? Or, you know, they're always asking. And I was originally going to do a PDF, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to talk about each one. I'm going to talk about why I use it. And then I'll have it in the show notes so you can link to them, and I'll let you know if it is a free or a premium plugin. So let's go ahead and dive right into our plugins. Now, the first one, I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it because most of you probably know, but that's simply the Akismet spam filter, which is created by Automattic, the creators of WordPress. And you do need to get an API key for Akismet, and I should double check this, and I will in the post notes, but I believe you have to pay for it. And initially, when I had started with WordPress 5 years ago, it was free. And so I've been grandfathered in with that key, which I should probably not post out loud, maybe. But you do need it. And, you know, for what it's worth, I look at the fact that WordPress is open source software. I have actually purchased an additional key since then. But it's open source. The software is free. You help keep things going. And I promise I won't get on too much of a rant about supporting plugins. But it's definitely worth it. There are premium spam filter plugins out there. Security. I've never had an issue. Akismet does a great job. Easy peasy. So that's the first one. And of course, these are going to be in alphabetical order because that's how they show up in the dashboard. So the first one is Akismet. Second plugin is Author H Review. And this plugin, and I'm so sorry if I botch your name, is by Hashem Zabida. And I'm using the free version. He does have a premium version of the plugin. And what this plugin does is it allows you to add a little review box that gives the name of the product that you're reviewing. In my case, plugins. I think I've got a couple book reviews. And you can do a rating, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars. You do a description. You can link to it. And in the link, it can be an affiliate link to go to purchase the product or plugin or whatever. And then you do a little mini description. The description can be kind of tedious. I tend to keep it a little bit shorter simply because I usually do a full post review, and then that gets kind of redundant. So, but it's a great plugin. I've adjusted it a little bit because I wanted it to show up at the end of my post. By default, it shows up in the top right corner. And because I wish you guys could see me because I'm using my hands like you can see this. But because I use a featured image in all of my posts, it's always in the top left, which originally I was doing that because I was using the featured widgets within Genesis on the home page, but I'm not pulling the image to that anymore on my new layout because it would just be too busy. But with the featured image on the left and the review box on the right, it was really crowded and the text just got squashed. So it was kind of wonky. So we did a few tweaks to it and it shows up at the end. But it's a great plugin. And again, depending on what you're reviewing, how you lay your posts out, you know, which format your theme is using, you might like exactly where it shows up. It was just a little bit too much for me. Okay. The next plugin I can't go into a ton of detail with because I'm super new, but it's the Blueberry PowerPress. And this is what's going to support the podcasting from the blog. So I'll talk about that a little bit more, probably maybe a couple episodes in when I'm a little bit more familiar with it, because I am going to track this whole podcasting journey. I fully intend to do a post about the process of getting this first podcast produced, created into iTunes, all that good stuff. But, and I picked this plugin. It's the most, I think it's the most common. It's got a lot of great ratings, and I listen to the podcast Answer Man, Cliff Ravenscraft, and Pat Flynn over at Smart Passive Income. These guys are totally going to think I'm stalkers because I wrote a post about them again, but I friggin' love their content. Anyways, they both use this. So, you know, why reinvent the wheel? Okay. The next plugin is the Complete Gallery Manager for WordPress. And I did do a video and post on this. You know, the most common gallery plugin, the Next Gen Gallery, if you've used it, it's not that it's difficult to use. It's just I wanted something a little bit cleaner and a little bit more fresh. And somebody's actually, and I apologize, I'll have to put it in the post notes too. But Next Gen has been purchased by somebody, so there's a lot going on with that plugin. But I really wanted something that I could use video as well that I haven't actually put up yet. But I'm going to do a full video page, a gallery of videos, so it's easier to source those. But the Complete Gallery Manager for WordPress, this thing is so easy to use. It looks good. You know I'm a total geek about the visual stuff. It is a premium plugin. It's by, the company is right here, and it's through Code Canyon. I've purchased a few of their plugins. I've gotten their styles with short codes. I've gotten their new calendar. I need to stop saying I've gotten. It doesn't sound quite right. But I do own a few of their things. Their support is really great too. So take a look at the Complete Gallery Manager. I've got it set up on my portfolio page. But a couple things that I was looking for with the gallery plugin was, first, like I said, aesthetically, I wanted, it's called the Pretty Photo Lightbox. So I did want that pulled in. I like light boxes when I'm looking at images. And not so much for the fact that they open up, but I like being able to see a bigger version of what I'm looking at. And what's cool is that it comes with the social sharing options. So when it opens in the light box, you'll see Pinterest, Google Plus, Facebook, Twitter. So that's pretty cool. So I really love that. It is a $25 plugin, but it's great and their support's great. So again, that's the Complete Gallery Manager for WordPress. The next plugin dun, 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 is mine, actually. It's called the Custom Social Profiles. Now, I know there are a lot of plugins that allow you to install social media buttons that link to your social profiles. So these are not the sharing buttons that you see at the top of the post where you can share someone's content via Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. This is so people can follow you, that they can like your page, that they can connect with you on Pinterest, all that good stuff. And everything out there, you know, there were some nice, I don't want to say basic, but, you know, just solid colors and stuff. I'm such a geek about the branding, though, that I wanted to have custom icons. And so we do this for all of our clients, right? So we usually create custom icons and then a custom hover icon. And this truly came from a need that we wanted an easier way to put these into the client sites. So this is great because you literally just, you put in the URL for your image, for your Facebook image, and then you put in the hover image and you can say yes or no, whether or not you want it to open in a new window. And then you just put the link and that's it. And it's just a widget. It's super easy. So that's the Custom Social Profiles plugin. And it allows you to put in your own custom icons to link to your social media profiles. Okay, our next plugin is something that I literally just started using a couple months ago, but it's the Easy Digital Downloads. And this is an awesome way to sell, imagine this, digital content from your site. And I know I did a post, probably a few months ago, on MarketPress, which I still love. I think it's an outstanding e-commerce option. But the Easy Digital Downloads, I wanted to test it because it's a free plugin. So that, let's just start right there. It's by Pippin Williamson, who this guy just rocks. I actually have a few of his other plugins. But it's a free plugin. And the model for this, which you've probably seen with other plugins like Jigashop or whatnot, but where the plugin itself is free, and then there's extensions or add-ons that you can purchase, which is great because you don't necessarily need everything right out of the box. So the Easy Digital Downloads, it looks great. It's really easy to use. His support is outstanding too. I'm actually going to start doing some videos for him because he's getting slammed with, you know, you want him to keep working on the plugin, not support necessarily. And I'm going to do some videos on my site as well. It's a very easy way, though, to sell digital products, whether it's PDF, video, audio, whatever, through your site. And it links with PayPal. It's got a couple other options. I'm trying to think if it's got, I'd click around through my site right now, but we're not going to make you listen to that. But there's lots of extensions for other payments. So Money Bookers used to be Skrill. There's Google Wallet. There's Authorize.net, I think. Anyways, there's a bunch. So again, that's Easy Digital Downloads. That's by Pippin Williamson and it's free. So that is super cool. I have two extensions in my site, excuse me, that I'm using for Easy Digital Downloads right now. The first extension that I'm using, it's for Amazon S3. So what's really cool about this is that you don't have to log in to Amazon, which is where I do host my downloads, and I host all my videos there too. But it actually, you just need to get your keys. There's two keys through Amazon that you link it with. And so you just grab those, you drop it into the plugin, and then with each product that you add, you simply select to upload it to your S3 account as opposed to sitting on your WordPress server. And it's great. So it does it, it integrates right there. The next add-on that I have on this site is for AWeber. So this is awesome. So anytime anybody purchases from me, if they're not on my list, and you can uncheck it, it's not a forced thing, but it says, yes, keep me up to date with WordPress. You can also customize the thank you message when they purchase. Like I said, it's a really awesome plugin, and the basic plugin out of the box is very intuitive. Some of the add-ons are not as intuitive, but I'm going to do what I can to help him get some training out there on that. Okay, this next plugin, Oh, by the way, I should mention the Amazon S3 and AWeber. I want to say Amazon was $12, and I'll put these all in the show notes. But I think the Amazon S3 was $12 and AWeber was $29. Those add-ons. Okay, so this next plugin, I just did a post on this. And so if you haven't seen this, I'm going to recommend you go look at the post and you watch the video, because it's one of the coolest things, and this has totally inspired me for WP Plugin Lab that we're going to actually create a plugin that pulls a whole bunch of this stuff in. Okay, so I feel like I should be doing a drum roll or something for you, but it's called Font Awesome Icons. Now, if you're not familiar with what a font icon is, basically it's, you know, like some fonts will come with characters and like little pictures. So basically the entire font is all images. So, you know, and the cool thing with this is that they're images that you can use. So there's check marks, there's, you know, an audio button, there's e-commerce fonts. There's so many different things. And again, it's all in the post, but it's great. This one was created by Rachel Baker. And again, this is a free plugin that you download from GitHub. It's not actually in the WordPress plugin directory, but it's free to download, and you do need to use a short code to put it in your post. So what I did, because it uses the Font Awesome Icons font, I was trying to do this video the other day and I kept saying Font Icons. I was like trying to condense it and make it shorter. But so you actually have to visually see all of the icons and what their short code is. So for an example, I think in the video I did the briefcase. So you have to know that the name of that icon is icon-briefcase, because that goes into the short code. So I created a little PDF that you can download and reference when you're using it. So she had said that, I was just reading the page in GitHub, that somebody was asking if they would like to see an icon in the WYSIWYG editor, a little tiny MCE button, right? So you click it, you select the icon, and it drops it into the post. That would be outstanding. So that's kind of what we might start playing with. But we'll pull in probably more than one font. So the Font Awesome Icons are great, but there's a whole bunch out there. So anyways, that's the next plugin I've got, and I'm loving it. And again, it's free. So the next three are all Genesis plugins. One of them, the first one, is the Genesis Connect for easy digital downloads. So all it does is it integrates the easy digital downloads plugin with your Genesis site, so that it integrates very seamlessly with the framework and your child themes. And it also comes with two additional widgets. So it's not something you're going to necessarily see a huge difference when you install it. But obviously, you know, when you see these Genesis Connect for something to work well with Genesis and you're running on Genesis, which of course you think, and I think you should be, that's all I use. And again, there's so many good themes and frameworks. I just have to put this out there right now. I simply don't have the time to learn anything else. So, I love StudioPress. So the Genesis Connect for easy digital downloads is, and that's by Decker Webb, who is David Decker. He's a huge contributor to the Genesis community and WordPress. He's fantastic. And that's a free plugin as well. The next one is the Genesis Simple Sidebars. And this should be pretty exciting. Genesis 1.9 should be dropping, sometime this month. WordPress 3.5 just came out yesterday. This is December 12th, 2012. So I would assume 1.9 should be dropping anytime soon with some cool updates and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how some of these work with that. But the Genesis Simple Sidebars is also free by Nathan Rice. And it's really easy to create custom sidebars. That's all it does, really. And so when you install it, for the most part too, anytime you install a Genesis plugin, the settings for that plugin are usually going to appear under Genesis in the dashboard. They're not going to show up under settings or And it really depends. But for the most part, everything that I use shows up in Genesis. So you basically would just go to Genesis, select your simple sidebars, and let's say you want a custom sidebar for your contact page. So you create this sidebar, you name it contact. Once you add it, you're going to go to your widgets, and you'll see now a new, so on one hand you're thinking it's looks like a widget, but it is a sidebar. So you'll see it's, there's this brand new sidebar registered, and it just says contact. So then you literally are going to drag whatever widgets you want to show up in that contact sidebar. So as an example, I did this actually for a client where they have multiple locations for their business. So what we did is there's a custom contact sidebar in each of these different location sites. And so their name and their address and all that stuff appears at the top. And then we dropped in this awesome Google Map plugin, which I will list in the show notes because it's free. And it was one of the easiest plugins that gave directions, all that, the whole thing. So then we've got the map and then, you know, social media or whatever. But so that sidebar is only going to appear on the contact page. What you do have to remember, though, is you do have to go to the contact page and it will appear on the right hand side, a couple boxes down, but I think below your tags, you know, you've got your publish, your category, your tags, and it'll say sidebar selection. I know I forgot the page defaults in there, but it'll say sidebar selection and you literally just select contact. And then that's what appears on that page. And what's nice about that is that you don't have to assign widgets to certain pages. It's, this is this page, this is this sidebar. So that's super easy. Okay, so Genesis title toggle. This used to be much easier to do when Genesis was less complicated. I'm trying to think if it was Genesis or it's just the StudioPress themes. Either way, all this does is you can turn the page title off per page. So that if you don't want the page title to appear at the top of the page, and again, most of these are for non-coders, and I've done a lot of customization to my site. I just didn't feel like dinking around with this. So the Genesis title toggle is by Bill Erickson, another fabulous contributor to WordPress and the Genesis community. It's free. Both of the Genesis simple sidebars and title toggle are free. And so that's it. So if, you know, on your about page, if you don't want the about to show up, you literally just check a little box on the page, update it, and you're good to go. Okay. Next plugin. I'm like, oh my goodness, we're halfway through and I've probably been chatting for way too long already. Google Analytics for WordPress by Yoast Avoc. I think that one kind of tells you what it is for. It is free. And, you know, because you can go ahead and set up your sitemap and your analytics in your Google account, but you have to connect the two. You drop your script into Genesis, but you do need to connect the two. So using Google Analytics for WordPress, say that 10 times fast. Yoast Avoc, huge contributor. I've got another one of his plugins in here, but he's phenomenal. Master SEO guy. Okay. Next plugin is the absolutely fabulous Gravity Forms. I cannot say enough about this friggin' plugin. God, when did I bought this pretty early on. I've had it for a couple years by Rocket Genius. And this is a premium plugin. And I want to say the single site license is still only $39. You guys, you cannot beat that for $39 to get this drag and drop form builder. It's beautiful and it looks fantastic. I love Gravity Forms. I'm going to be bringing in a couple more add-ons to Gravity Forms in the site. Right now, I'm only using one, and that's the AWeber add-on. So it's the same thing. It simply integrates Gravity Forms with AWeber so that if somebody sends me a message through my contact form, they're automatically added to my AWeber account. Now, mind you, I keep the confirmation, the double opt-in on, so they're still going to have to confirm that, yes, they want to be on my list. So again, it's not, you know, AWeber's not real happy with the spammy stuff. So anyways, we've got Gravity Forms and the Gravity Forms AWeber add-on, both by Rocket Genius. I know it sounds obvious, but fantastic. And I have the developer's license, so I will post in the show notes also the cost, because I don't remember what the add-ons are if you buy them individually. Okay, this next plugin, I also did, you know, as I'm going through this, I'm realizing I spent a lot of time making videos for plugins. That's what a geek I am. But we're going to pronounce it Juice, Social Post Share. It is spelled, I don't know why, I see Juize when I see it. It's J-U-I-Z, Social Post Share. It's by Jeffrey Croft. And this adds the, in my opinion, which clearly all of this is my opinion, right? But it adds social sharing buttons to the top or bottom or both of your content. So visitors can share your content through social media. So if you look at the top of this page, you'll see what it looks like. They're just clean. They're different. I had so many issues with some of the free. I've had them coded into my site. I've used DigDig. I've used an alternative to that. But I do a lot of video and the scripts were interfering with each other. And so I'm like, look, I have to find something that works well with this. Again, this is a free plugin. It includes a no JavaScript mode also. And it's really great. It's really nice looking. I can't recommend this enough. It's great. So again, that's the Juiced, not Juiced ED. Let's just say this again. Juice, Social Post Share by Jeffrey Croft. And that's free in the WordPress plugin directory. Okay, Manage WP Worker. Okay, Manage WP is, this thing just keeps getting better and better, but it's by Vladimir Prelevec, his company, and I probably botched his last name too, but I believe they have a free account. But basically, you can log into one spot and I can update all my plugins, all my themes, I can scan for security, which anybody who's listened knows I've had issues this year. But you can do scans. I have backups scheduled through ManageWP that go directly to my Amazon account, which is awesome. So I'm going to put more info, but ManageWP Worker is the plugin that links ManageWP with my site. So I can't say enough about this. It's probably time to do a new video on ManageWP because they've upgraded so much and it's fantastic. So there's a free account. I'm paying, $14.95 a month maybe for 10 accounts, which is just awesome. So again, and it's got SEO stuff built into it. There is a lot and I could probably spend a good half hour talking about ManageWP, but I can't recommend it enough. Go check it out and at least sign up for the free account because there are other backup plugins that, and some I used to use quite a bit, but they're bulky and they slow your site down a bit. So kind of want to skip that. I've got MarketPress installed. Now I'm kind of going back and forth. So MarketPress is the e-commerce plugin by WPMU Dev, who they just have tons of fabulous support, plugins, themes, the whole nine yards. I had the pleasure of speaking with James Farmer earlier this year for a book I'm working on with someone. And it was without a doubt the easiest e-commerce plugin I'd used so far. Now, Easy Digital Downloads is easy also. But what I loved about MarketPress is that it allows you very easily to link to an affiliate product. And I think that that's redundant. I mentioned that earlier. I don't have it activated right now, but it's in the site. The other one is the Micro Kids related posts. And so this is where you can select to link to related posts at the end of your post. So as an example, at the end of my Font Awesome Icon post, it'd say related post, and I would put maybe some links to a couple other posts I had some free icons for. I've been having issues with this though, so it's not activated right now. And I think it's interfering also with the video scripts because I'm using Easy Video Player and my videos are all hosted on Easy. I keep saying Easy S3. Amazon S3, Easy S3 was a service I used to use, but I don't. So it's just, I spend a lot of time on the videos and I just, if it's going to conflict, I delete it. So I'm kind of playing around with other related post options. So I'll keep you posted on that. Okay. We are winding down, I promise. Next one is Pretty Link Lite. And this is by Caseproof and I will link to it. I'm using the free version. There is a premium version, but basically anywhere I've got an affiliate link, I can mask it. So if anywhere you see, like, obviously I talk about StudioPress and Genesis a lot, one would think that I was killing it as an affiliate with them. I'm not. I just talk about it. I'm getting better about promoting. However, so in a post where I'm writing about Genesis and StudioPress, if I've hyperlinked StudioPress or Genesis, if you click it, instead of seeing an affiliate link, it would just say the wpchick.com/StudioPress, right? So you get to make these custom links. It masks your affiliate links. Excuse me. So it's great. You can shrink, track, and share anywhere else on the web from your WordPress website. Yeah, I kind of read that definition, but that's okay. I'm going to tell you this anyways. It's called Remove WPMU Notification Plugin Nag. And this is by Trey Blaine. But if you are using any WPMU plugins, which I love them, but if you install them, they're going to want you to install sort of this dashboard plugin that gives you news and alerts about WPMU, what's going on. But the thing is, you kind of don't want that. And if you don't activate that plugin, it's kind of like the, you know, if you activate a Kismet, it says you haven't entered your API key. You get this big red alert at the top of your dashboard reminding you to install this other plugin, and you don't want it. So that's what that plugin does. It's called Remove WPMU Notification Plugin Nag. So of course, all this will be linked in the post. Oh, this is so funny. I'm sitting here. I've got my laptop where I'm recording this, and I'm trying to use the mouse to navigate. This is going to be interesting as this develops. Okay. I have two short code plugins. One, I've just been really lazy about deleting, and it was the very first short code plugin I found, and it's called Shortcode Kid. Now, and it says it's by Shortcode Kid. I found this on ClickBank, 2 years ago maybe. And again, like I said, it was the first time I was really introduced to shortcodes, and I love the fact that the TinyMCE buttons showed up in your editor. You could click the little picture that looks like a button, and it drops a button in, and you kind of customize it. But they're not updating it and supporting it, I don't think, anymore. And the problem for me is that it's like I need to go back through tons of posts and see where I'm using it, delete it, all that kind of stuff. So, we'll see what happens. So far, even with WordPress 3.5, it's working. So who knows? The next one is Styles with Shortcodes for WordPress. And that is also by right here. And there's a ton of shortcodes in this thing. And you can create your own and add them too. So, you know, they've got toggles and tabs and tooltips, buttons, social media buttons, block quotes, pull quotes. There's alert box. There's image gallery. There's a ton in this. What I'm not super fond of with this one is that you kind of have to be a little bit on the techie side. Some of it's not, it's just not that obvious for people that are just the everyday WordPress user, and they're not playing with plugins and they don't want to do that. So just take that with a grain of salt. My recommendation would be to just go to wordpress.org, go to the plugin directory, and search shortcodes and just look at some of them and, you know, see what people are saying, look at their ratings. You know, Genesis comes built with some shortcodes, but, you know, if you want some of the more fun visual shortcodes and you're not a coder, go see what's out there before you invest in those. That would be my recommendation. Okay, I've got the TinyMCE Advanced, which basically just adds advanced features into your editor. So you can get a font size as opposed to just your heading tag, so you can change that. And you can customize what shows up. You just go to settings and you'll see your TinyMCE, and you can go in and you decide what else you want to show up in that editor. Okay, next one, very exciting. This isn't my plugin alone. This is with my business partner, Steve O'Sullivan. What up? I can't believe I just said that. Anyways, so it's called Webinar Engine, and you can find this on our site called WP Plugin Lab, where, like I said, I have been playing with plugins for a while now. And because my audience is the everyday WordPress user, you know, you're not going to find tons of coders and real, you know, people that are writing PHP are probably not on my site. And hey, I shouldn't judge. I'm actually not judging, but I shouldn't, you know, pre-qualify people. But from my experience, my users are simply the everyday users. It's a business blog. They're entrepreneurs. You know, they want it to do what they want it to do. So I look for things and I try to teach in a way that makes sense to the everyday user. So that's kind of where Webinar Engine came from, because I love doing webinars. And there were literally only two plugins on the market that would link GoToWebinar with your autoresponder, so that if somebody signed up for a webinar, they would automatically get the webinar registration and be put on your list. Well, there was one other piece missing. Well, first of all, there was only two. I think it was AWeber and MailChimp. Both of these other plugins did. Well, the other option is that people want to also just offer a premium webinar, so a paid class, right? So we actually linked PayPal. So you have a choice of offering paid classes, webinars, or free. And right now it integrates with AWeber, MailChimp, Constant Contact, One Shopping Cart, and Infusionsoft. So we're getting all the bugs are worked out. We've got some gorgeous custom templates built into it. And I'm really excited. I'm just going to give you guys a little sneak peek. Our first add-on, you're going to be able to purchase additional templates if you want. I have no idea what we're going to price them at yet. But the thing is, we don't want the plugin, again, really heavy. And not everybody's going to want all of the templates. But these are custom templates for Facebook, so that you can actually pull in your webinar registration page directly into a Facebook tab. And so people can register for your webinars on your Facebook page, and it's pulling the page from WordPress. And that credit goes to Donna Hammer, a fan page competitions. She rocks. And she said, you know what would be really great, so that you don't have to scroll? It's going to fit right in the window. Anyways, that's Webinar Engine. You'll see here more about that. This has been a wild experience creating a plugin. And let me just clarify, I'm not coding this. But we have really designed it from the ground up. We've tested it, we've tweaked it, and are creating all the training for it. And you can find that at wppluginlab.com. Okay, I am down to four more. So hang in there, we're almost done. WordFence security. I don't remember where I saw this, probably last month or so, but this thing rocks. I have had issues with security. I am still blacklisted with McAfee, AVG, and Avast, I believe. And McAfee has emailed me saying, we're reviewing this. So hopefully the site's clean, Google's marked it clean, but I was having a lot of issues. But this WordFence security, it's an antivirus and firewall security plugin for WordPress. It's free. You can scan it. This thing rocks. It's by Mark Maunder, M-A-U-N-D-E-R. Of course, I'll link to it. And it's free through the WordPress directory. WordPress SEO. Again, you guys probably all know who Yoast Avak is. I love this. When you install WordPress SEO, if you're running Genesis, it will overwrite the default Genesis SEO settings. And SEO probably deserves its own podcast. Not that I'm the one to do it. Maybe we should look for an interview on that one. But this is where you can actually set your site-wide SEO settings and your post and page, so you can dictate what shows up in the SERPs. So otherwise, if you don't do that, keep in mind that the search engines are just going to pull the first few lines of text from your post or page, which would not serve me, because I tend to write the way I talk. And I'll start a post out with, so the other day I was thinking, which is just redonk, and that's not going to help anybody. And by the way, you guys are going to notice that I do make up words and I abbreviate things, and it's just life's too short. So we're going to have fun. So if that kind of stuff is niggly and bugs you, you're probably not going to want to listen to me, but I hope you hang out. Last two plugins, WP Affiliate Platform. This is by Tips and Tricks. This is a premium plugin, and I will put the correct price. When I purchased it, it was $39, but it's an affiliate platform. So if you sign up on my site as an affiliate, you can get a look at that. We've customized it, upload all your custom banners. You track everything, you set your cookies, all that kind of stuff. There's a few things about it that I'm not, you know, that we're going to probably have to tweak a little bit, because you don't want someone to have to go through 10 pages. Let's say you've got five products and they want the banners for what's on page five. You don't want them to necessarily have to scroll. So we're going to tweak that a little bit so that people can search by the product. Ideally, we just started working on that. And lastly is WP Clean Fix. And I'm going to read you their definition. That WP Clean Fix is an all-in-one tool for check, repair, fix, and optimize your WordPress blog. So it'll basically go in and clean stuff up for you. I know, Clean Fix, right? And you'll find it when you install it. It appears in your dashboard, literally right underneath the left sidebar where it says dashboard. So if you've ever noticed when you're writing a post in WordPress, you'll see that it says there's a more recent autosave version of this post. Well, because WordPress saves revisions for you, you don't need to keep those all. And if you don't go in and delete them and clean them up, your database is getting bigger and bloated, blah, blah, blah. You like that? You like that technical blah, blah, blah. So the Clean Fix will go in. It'll clean up your spam. It deletes all that stuff. It keeps your site nice and clean. You want it loading quicker. So again, that's WP Clean Fix. Oh my gosh, I'm totally going to botch his name. Gio Van Battista Fazioli. Your name rocks, and I'm so sorry if I botched it, but it is a free plugin. So, and actually, these guys, they're SEDmade. They've got some cool stuff on the horizon, and I'm guessing I'm going to be doing some posts about them. They've got some new things coming out. But again, that's WP Clean Fix. WP Clean Fix. So that's it, guys. Those are the plugins that I'm running on the WordPress Chick. You know, there are so many plugins out there, and I really try not to go cuckoo with this stuff. The one plugin that I'm going to add back in that you guys might be wondering, or maybe you're not, but is the W3 Total Cache. I do have a content delivery network. Had some issues with the security, and WordFence was picking something up. So we're kind of doing a test right now to see if by pulling that out, if it doesn't pull this same security warning. So we're playing with stuff, but I do recommend a cache plugin. I've used Supercache too, but I actually prefer W3 Total Cache. So there it is. That is my extensive plugin list. Now, in the show notes, I'll do a little bit of a blurb and I'll talk about them again. But some of these I'm probably not going to link to. Okay, I lied. One or two, meaning like the Shortcode Kit. I don't recommend the plugin, and it's not broken. It's not working, but it hasn't been updated. Again, I don't know if they're supporting it, you know, and when it comes to spending money on a plugin, you want to spend money where there's support and they're going to be working on it. So keep that in mind. So that's probably the only plugin that I'm not going to link to. And if there is something where I've done a video or I've got a little bit more info, I'll link to that in the show notes as well. So that's it, guys. That is podcast episode number one. Whew. I am such a chatty person. I never thought that talking for, you know, an hour or so could be tiring, but that's pretty funny. So please, I would love, love, love it if you would subscribe. And again, just be nice. Bear with me as I get going. And thanks to everybody who helped me, well, tried to help me narrow down my selection for my podcast graphic. You'll see what I pick, because I still haven't, but you'll see what I pick when I publish this. And if you've got questions, or you've got ideas, or would love to know more about something, or love to hear about something on the WordPress Chick podcast, you like how I said that? On the WordPress Chick podcast, then just give me a shout out, and I'd love to answer your questions. And I may look at incorporating what the podcast Answer Man has done, which I think is so cool, is that you can call in, leave your question, he plays your question on the air, and then he answers it. And that's pretty cool. So that might be kind of fun. Anyways, you guys, have a fabulous day. Thank you for listening, and have a ball. Remember, WordPress is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be hard.